USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Testimony continued on day four of the murder trial of Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Two paramedics called to the scene, including Derek Smith, explained to jurors what they saw.
In a living person, there should be a pulse there. I did not feel one. I suspected this patient to be dead.
Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, also took the stand and talked about the day they met at the Salvation Army where he worked.
This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
Chauvin is on trial after pinning his knee on Floyd's neck last May. His defense team made the case that Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions led to his death. A train has derailed in eastern Taiwan after apparently hitting a truck, with at least four people feared dead and more than 20 injured. Rescuers are struggling to reach crushed carriages inside a tunnel. The train was carrying about 350 people. Rescuers are trying to bring the survivors to safety. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.